Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. How am I going to follow that?
I don't know.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat Corey Thursdays. It is Thursday, the 6th of May, 2021. We are here basking in the sea of news coming out of Marvel's May the 3rd announcement video.
That's right.
But also, the Bad Batch was pretty good. And we are also joined by Aubrey. How you doing, buddy?
Hello. Doing well. How are you?
I am good. I am super well. Great to see you guys the other day.
It was fun. That was so much fun.
I've been beaming about that all week. It was just humans. Hey?
In the same room. It was like a mini celebration, if you will.
Kind of, yeah.
Very mini.
Very, like the smallest possible. But
just still. just like a Sally. You know?
Yeah.
Now, Aubrey, May the 4th, what was your highlight?
May the 4th. I think probably staying up and doing the live stream, but the roundtable was really fun. Yeah, I feel like these last few days have just been a blur with like a bunch of creative, fun Star Wars stuff. Yeah.
Now, Corey, how about you? What was your highlight?
Well, dude, I've actually forgotten about that. Like, I saw it one time from your tweet. The last I'll ever see of that, and I've done my best to avoid it. Oh my god! Yeah, for those of you who don't know, there's a backstory to this. Oh wow!
What, Aubrey? For those just listening to the podcast, explain what just happened.
Corey doesn't like Casper repaints, and especially ones that are just kind of gratuitous and easy like this.
What is this? They did this to the Darth Vader at Comic-Con a couple years back, and Steel and I were just so upset by that. And then here we are.
I was more amused.
Yeah. And now look, there's different colors now.
Mm-hmm. I have that original figure from my dad.
You have...
Not the colored one, okay. But like the original canon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it's a play on how they used to prototype them just in any color. But it is it's quite a vibe to also sell them like this. And when, like, you know, everyone had their hopes up for sweet May the 4th announcements and that. And when I saw these get announced, I was like, Corey's day has been made.
Are these for Pride, though?
No, don't. They're not.
I'm not commenting. I don't know. Hasbro doesn't think that deep.
If it is for Pride, it's a lazy attempt at Pride.
Okay, well, you know, Hasbro, maybe so. I will say, though, I thought it was quite funny how, I do. I actually do.
Bradford says, Corey hates Skittles, confirmed.
I don't like them.
Oh, it's sold out.
Ah, yes. Hame says the FET sold out in seconds. They are on eBay now, Corey. This could be some good, you should get into these. They're going, I don't know if they're going for, but they're at like $100 on eBay because all these scalpers bought them up.
Who? Okay, I'm going to be, if anyone watching this is paying $100 for this, we can never interact.
I would like to say super chat. That's what I would like to say. Just if they're dropping $100 on one of these.
Yeah. Creators versus whatever this is. And it's funny because every other company nailed it. Okay. I mean, hey, make some good out of it, please. If that's the loophole here that we get to go through, like, good. the Hasbro reveals were bad, but every other company really brought it. It's not Hasbro, of course. I mean, no surprise at all. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's always good when May 4th drops, and their leaked set photos the next day because Lucasfilm couldn't just drop a picture of Cassian, right, or a picture of Obi-Wan. You have to get them to the leaks now. Exactly right. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, it's like I always like I'm disappointed, but I just find this stuff so funny that I then just enjoy it because I did an episode of this show where we went through each one of these shows and speculated what tidbit of information could be propelled out there.
I saw you put that out, yeah.
Wrong.
It's funny because there wasn't even Visions. They didn't even do Visions. I thought for sure they would do that.
No. I wonder when they're going to do that. Watch, it's going to be next Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, like usually there's something. Like I know a lot of people say there's nothing, but usually there's like a director announcement or a small teaser for something. But this time it was, you know, aside from the Bad Batch premiere, which is huge in itself for sure, but also like you want to sprinkle it in with everything else, I would think.
There was a low-key little snippet from or tidbit from the Kenobi set.
There was, yeah.
Indeed.
I'll bring this one up. And this is Moses Ingram.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cutting loose. With her blue saber.
Ooh.
Which, us watching it made great audio, I do have to say. But it was quite captivating. It's her, like, on a soundstage, twirling her saber quite...
aggressively.
Provocatively.
Oh, not where I was going, but all right.
It's all interpretation. What do you gather? What can you theorize that Moses is? You know, is she just pulling a lark, and she's really a stormtrooper, and she's just pulling this out when she's got some free time.
Okay, I've heard.
Wait! Shh! Yeah. Hush! All right, let's go.
All right, so again, this isn't something I'm running as a scoop because it's only from one person. So until I hear from other people, I don't know. But I was told that she is definitely an Inquisitor. So we'll see. Oh, there you go. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I'm still running it past other sources and all that. And we'll see.
Lots of Inquisitors.
Yeah.
Mary's totally behind on the scoops. Hame says 75 minutes of new Star Wars animated series is pretty great. May the 4th gift to fans, though. I agree.
I agree,
Hame. But
and we don't even know from that because we have the screeners.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
Oh my God. Emma, who uses the avatar of what was the spider baby head called again? The Proclamator.
Yeah.
Oracle,
I forget what the official name is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Oracle.
Thank you. She says Barriss, and she's the Oracle. So Michael Nip says Simpsons and Star Wars was pretty awesome.
Oh, I forgot to put that up. Yeah. Detours was really fun.
Detours
was so much fun.
Oh my goodness.
What?
You remember when that somebody dropped a scoop a couple of months ago?
Like, yeah.
What was it?
Watching you guys get worked up that they were going to redo some episodes, I was just like, it was Yeah, quite.
I don't know what people are talking about.
At all. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to another scoop. One of my favorite types of scoops, you guys. And that is a quick little merchandising scoop. Got a new t-shirt out there today. With Chris in the UK working with us on this one. And it's Friends Don't Let Friends Hurt Baby Yoda.
Oh, I love it.
And then see if I can get, bang. I can't zoom it. Wait, though. Zoom. All right, it got smaller. But reenacting. The finale of The Mandalorian, IG-11. Destroying those scout troopers for little Grogu.
That is very cool.
So you can get that at belowthecolor.com/Steel Wars. And there's links. Just Google.
Yeah, well, we're done plugging, man.
Thanks, buddy. I can't, like, you know, you're the master plugger. So, okay. Josh Chapman, Chris Hall is the master. Danny Boyle says, where did you get that episode 4 Black Flag shirt, Steel? Got to get one of those. Same website, belowthecolor.com.
Very good.
All my little t-shirts are there. Thank you, Danny. Like, do you know they saw that on your show? People asked.
They did. There was a lot of people commenting where that shirt was from. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to the Andor set? Or the Book of Boba Fett set first?
Why don't we do the one that Lucasfilm was most likely to release a trailer from first? So let's do Cassian.
Do Cassian. Thought it was called Andor. Whatever.
Yeah. Who knows?
So, up first, we've got a little video.
Is this? Oh, okay.
Ooh.
People have been sending me stuff.
Oh, okay.
So this is...
Oh, it's a boat.
I don't know if it's a boat or it's just next to... I don't know if it will be a boat, but I like in the background how they've got all those wind turbines. Like if you guys ever go out to Palm Springs, which I suggest you do, there's this whole valley of giant wind turbines, and they're like 200 feet tall. Very impressive.
Wow.
So there you go.
Very
cool. You could drive out there to visit Star Wars sets.
That's crazy.
You can go to you can go to Tatooine. Okay. Anyway, so here's Andor with someone presumably one of the droids from Rogue One, a Tuduk droid. This is Andor getting pushed up there in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's cool.
Wow.
I haven't seen that yet.
See, Lucasfilm won't release a teaser, but we'll get that.
Well, they're doing these. There's pictures and videos popping up all over from this because they're filming, obviously, somewhere where there's a lot of visibility.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder.
Now, someone was supposing it might be, like, the first meeting of K2.
Yeah.
But Tuduk has said he's not working on it unless he's a liar. But this is a like a zoomed in thing of him. And it doesn't look like him.
Oh yeah. He could be an alien.
That would be a strange thing to lie about if K2 is in it. Like why?
Especially when he was already announced in it. Right. Do you know what I mean? He came out at D23. What's it called? Yeah. Emily says, waiting for someone to spot Jimmy Smits. Aren't we all? Aren't we all, buddy? This noted A-Team fan and historian Emily Lind in the chat. That's very exciting. It could be another K2 droid, and that could set up he's like setting up those droids in the universe sort of thing.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And there was another one of a video of him getting dragged somewhere. Wait there. I'm on. Here we go. StarWarsNews.net. There you got all the good action.
Yeah, there's some really good set videos out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And photos.
So a bit of droid dragon up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then that person just flies off for no reason. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, could that be a force user? Someone force pushing him?
Ooh, good idea.
Oh, that's a vibe check.
Yeah, that could definitely be someone force sensitive doing something.
Yeah, I wonder. There's all these cool set. Like, I like this little caravan vendor. Oh, it's going off to someone's Twitter. But it is so exciting. And it's just so ironic that all this stuff came out, as you said, Corey, instead of them putting out some photos or something.
Yeah, it's just, why not just a picture of Cassian or the Shore Troopers like that? You know, that's all they had to do. That would generate enough hype.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Cassian just, like, does his rebelling on, like, tropical planets.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy to me is how good these photos are. Like, this is big to have the main character on a set with photos coming out of them. And, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that's just the cost of doing television. You got to do it sort of quicker and stuff. So if you get a bit of exposure, it's just, what do you got to do sort of thing? Because what is this? Like, this is nothing.
Right. Like,
oh, my God, can you believe Cassian, like, comes up against a droid?
Yeah.
Oh my. During someone gets dragged upstairs? Oh, I don't need to watch it now.
Right.
You know, for all those 40, I've been a Stair fan for 40 years. I've loved the stairs of Star Wars.
I think it's only a matter of time until we see pictures of Ewan leaked in the Obi-Wan outfit.
See, that's the thing. I, as a saver of Star Wars news, I want them to put out the first one. I don't want it to be blurry and stuff. I just want it to be a bold. Sorry for keeping up, Aubrey, by the way. I apologize.
I've been in bed all day working. So.
It's bloody 5:23 in the afternoon. You're killing me.
I'm sleepy, not tired.
Oh, my stars. I'm
maybe the most tired I've ever been in my life. All right.
After this week?
After this week. And we've been in, like, me, Garrett, and Noah are at the pool all day in the sun. Now it's hitting me now. It's hitting me. But not, you know, not enough to not talk about Star Wars. No, I'm good. Thank you.
So, Corey.
Yeah, buddy.
Just so I can confirm. You're complaining that you're tired from hanging out at the pool all day.
That's right. It's been a long work day. A really long work day.
What about Bradford? 1:23 in the morning in the UK.
It's a you problem, man.
Cornelius! Oh,
no. Okay.
What's the vibe check?
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Good time, Steele. You should come on down. Come on the pool.
I'll come down for some pool time.
Very good.
Wait, I didn't. I know I haven't been to your house. No. I was about to say, I don't remember there being a pool at your house. And then.
I haven't been.
Yeah. Okay. So Bradford's packing it up as a Star Wars fan after that vibe joke.
No.
Sorry, man.
Corey just ended my career.
Maybe it had to happen. I'm kidding, Brad. You do your thing, man. I think you're great.
Oh my god. I just realized there's a Bad Batch episode tonight.
Yeah.
Emma just posted you guys should get some sleep before the live stream later. And I was like, there's more fun to have tonight. More How fun. Good's that? Yeah. I'm thrilled. Fun. I love fun. I'm so into it, right? Now more than ever.
Yeah.
Sorry, just wait there for a sec.
Tonight's episode is fun.
Oh, hello?
Hey there.
We're allowed to see that, yeah.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, I'm just on the show.
Just on the phone, and how rude.
Nice. Yeah, we're allowed to put out reviews that don't have.
Oh, okay, great.
It's fun.
It's a great episode. Right.
I'll speak to you in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's kind of a final episode, but also not. So.
It's a great homage, I think, to the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The second tonight's episode. We're allowed to put out reviews without any spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
It's very good.
Yeah, excitement tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap up, because I've got to go do some fam things, let's visit what I think is the Book of Boba Fett set, you guys. And what we've got here, this is in California. Mm. Like Andor, what country was Andor in just then?
Andor's in the UK.
I will tell you this is not Boba Fett.
Oh, you reckon this is Obi-Wan Kenobi?
This is Kenobi, yeah.
Sweet. Well, got a sweet land speeder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like. Water evaporators or whatever, moisture evaporators. Look, there's like gonk droids like Tubby Uncle. He's there. That's good. The ones I like.
Ooh, yeah.
That's very cool. Look at that Bantha.
Bantha action. Bantha. And look. having a little drinky drink.
Yeah, a little trough.
So that's a massive animatronic Bantha or puppet?
I don't know. Originally they did, it was an elephant.
Oh,
but
okay.
but you can't really tell if this is an elephant or not.
Right.
It's a bit big. I kind of guess it's not an elephant in this day and age.
Yeah, but,
and there's some other ones. There's a Bantha butt. It can't be an elephant because they're just letting it Bantha there.
Yeah. He's just there. He's just vibing.
And then there's some like Tatooine locals, COVID, being COVID safe.
They have masks on and everything.
Yeah. So, I just cannot wait for this storm of live action.
Yeah. Next year is going to be constant live action.
It's the best. The best.
Yeah.
All right. I actually better get racing. So we've kept this one pretty tight. And, you know, Aubrey, you got to study or do your whatever it is that sounded. Aubrey told us she was doing something for school. And I just sort of blacked out in the middle of it. It just brought back bad memories of having to do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Chapman theorizes that it might be two cows together.
How's so that possible? So you gotta tie two cows together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dylan, I can't let this one go. I'm a fantha of these set photos. That's very well put together. That's you're one of the great white rappers. Aubrey.
Yes.
Let us in. To know about the Convo Communications? The Convo Conversations?
Oh,
the Convo Calls!
Yes! We just started a show on the Kessel Run channel called The Convoy Call, and it's me and Corey and Ross from MGF Customs, and it's just the three of us chatting about lore and stuff. Yesterday, what did we talk about? We talked about
that batch and product reveals for May 4th. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was and a fun
was
show.
Really fun. Yeah.
Really fun.
So we're just going to chat about fun stuff like that. We'll have to have you on.
Yes.
I would love to call a convoy.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Close enough.
Corey.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the best in the game. Plug it up, buddy. Let's go.
All right. You can find me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as at Kara Transmissions on Twitter, at Kessel Run Transmissions on Instagram. Subscribe to us at Kessel Run Transmissions on YouTube and at Pierre Pizak YT on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. And the Convoy Call. Check it out.
Yeah. Oh, that could be fun.
Excellent. Johnny G said, steal some plug some merch. All right, fine. Let's go. If I have to, this is very embarrassing. Let's go. Official merch page, belowthecollar.com/steelwars. Friends don't let friends hurt Baby Yoda. Black and white. We've got the return t-shirt. Ignite the green. Sith and destroy. Yoda Hawk. The My War, as worn on Kessel Run Transmissions.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the very popular Exegol is for lovers.
I need that one.
You guys should get matching ones, I think. That'd be very cute.
He's not into Raylo, whereas I'm like a low-key Raylo, so I'm all over it. No, he's not.
Not I. Not I.
Excellent. Hey. I am pretty sure that this episode has gone on
long enough.
So, hey, may that force be with you. Help out the algorithm, by the way. That'd be just fabulous. I gotta be straight up with you. It'd be great. Right. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. No, seriously, I love those Boba Fett figures. I reckon they're great.
No.
They've done it again.
Stop.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.